Following national criticism of hockey icon Wayne Gretzky, a debate has erupted in town about whether his name should be removed from Andrew Peller Limited's Wayne Gretzky Estates winery. Some argue Gretzky's past comments and affiliations with U.S. President Donald Trump make him unfit to represent Canada and Niagara-on-the-Lake. Others counter that Gretzky remains a national icon and removing his name from the winery would be an unrealistic move. Virgil resident Steve McGinnis said a business bearing the famed hockey player's name could hurt the town's economy. "It's going to be a drag on sales," he said, referencing the backlash Gretzky faced after being named honorary captain of Team Canada. Online commenters were upset over his longtime residence in the U.S. and his perceived alignment with Trump. Gretzky, who was born and raised in Brantford, Ont. is a dual citizen of Canada and the United States. He, along with his wife, Janet, attended Trump's inauguration in January and was photographed at the U.S. president's election victory party at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. In one photo with Larry Glick, executive vice president of the Trump Organization, he can be seen wearing a white and gold, "Make America Great Again" hat. "It rubbed me the wrong way. I think it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way," McGinnis said, adding that Peller should rebrand to avoid financial losses. Fellow resident Steve long pointed to the former Trump International Hotel and Tower in Toronto, which saw a sharp decline in reservations following Trump's first election win in 2016 before eventually rebranding to distance itself from Trump's name, now going by the St. Regis Toronto. However, some like Peter Anthony commented offering a different perspective, raising how many tourists stop at the winery's prime location without being aware of the name on the marquee. "Who cares what Gretzky does? His name sells," commented Blair Cowanetti. Some residents have voiced their concerns about the impact of Gretzky's political views on the community's image. Long has been spreading the hashtag not so great one to rally support against the winery's association with Gretzky and argued the issue is not just about hockey. It's about character. "You have to have skill, you have to have character, and if one of those falls off the rails, you're not the great one anymore," Long said. He said Gretzky's connection to Trump, who has been criticized for his stance on Canada, tarnishes the town's reputation, especially in a place like Niagara-on-the-Lake, which has such a strong sense of identity. By supporting controversial political figures, Long said Gretzky is undermining the positive image he built in Canada and contradicting the values many people in the community hold dear. "Gretzky should be replaced by someone who defends Canada rather than aligning with Trump," Maria Magisano commented. "But Gretzky publicly sharing his American conservative views is nothing new," commented Katie Weens. "I remember the winery's opening when he made pro-Trump comments," she said in her comment. "It's unreasonable to expect him to represent Canada in all aspects of his life," commented Archie Spagnolo, who pointed out how Trump has always been a business-focused figure who speaks without a filter. She said Gretzky, like other celebrities, won't change that. McGinnis, who passes the winery daily, said he feels compelled to avert his eyes when seeing Gretzky's name, which reminds him of the hockey player's perceived support of Trump. Others refuse to go there, like Denise Cotter, who commented that a difference of opinion is one thing, but supporting a leader who wants to end democracy in our country is unacceptable. Unlike his now-closed Toronto restaurant, the winery is the biggest and largest financial footprint that Wayne Gretzky has in Canada, Long said. Long said changing the winery's name would send a strong message and remove one of the last significant ties to Gretzky's brand in Canada. But some residents caution a rebrand could have negative effects on the town's economy and the winery's tourism appeal. If they, America, want to retort with a full-on Blame Canada movement, the repercussions will far outweigh whose name is on a bottle of wine, Frank Liotta commented. "Wouldn't fare well for our very tourist-driven border town." He also warned a rebrand could harm employment. "Good, hardworking, and local Canadians will lose their jobs," he commented. On the other hand, Cauinetti said Gretzky's brand being available in the U.S., coupled with his ties to Trump, may even help Peller's sales. But Wien said most visitors don't even visit because of his name, anyway. It's just a more modern, inviting winery to bring family and friends and partners to, with a younger vibe compared to the more traditional wineries, she said. Several attempts to reach CEO Paul Dubkowski or President Patrick O'Brien from Andrew Peller Limited through the Wayne Gretzky Winery and other means were unsuccessful before press time. Paige Seaburn is a local journalism initiative reporter with The Lake Report. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.